Well, Troy, it's SBVA conference meet week. I know, looking forward to that coming up later on the week at Grant and the kids coming off. Boy, that was a chilly son of a gun at Hershey for the Mike Troxell invite, wasn't it, last weekend?
Yeah, it was definitely cold. We were kind of laughing about that. You know, it's a 70 degree swing there. We were at our home meet at 92 and no wind on Tuesday, and then you go down Saturday with real field temp at 22, and so for the kids that was a little shock to the system, I think, a little bit there, but we got through it, so that was good.
I tell you, the teams on the girls division, wow. I mean, the St. Pat's has had, they got some kids doing well, you know, with Hershey and what they've done. You know, we know darn well Perkins County and teams like that. This girls division, I'd still say your guys got to be the favorite to win it, you would think, with your numbers. But there's going to be some teams and some certain events push your girls in this one.
Yeah, I would say this is definitely the strongest one we've been a part of, you know, since I've been here in 2012. You bring in Mitchell and Valentine, and what you just said there, Hershey's got some athletes up on the rise, as well as North Platte St. Pat's is, you know, strong in the sprints and jumps. Even watched them at the JV meet yesterday. Both boys and girls, they have some kids that are pretty explosive and compete well. So, yeah, I'm just kind of looking at it right now. You got just even in the 100, Sydney Lakes went 12.35. Piper Girl out of Mitchell's went 12.57. Avery's 12.65, the Valentine girl 12.67, Riley 12.72, the Bright girl from Bridgeport 12.84. But like you look at the 100, I mean, same thing with the 200, basically 25.6 to 25.9 could be the difference between whether you're first or sixth. Those races will be extremely close and competitive, you know, as well as the 400, solid there. Our strength will probably be more of the mid-distance and distance for sure. You know, looking at things as far as 800, 1600, 3200. Mia Fries has really come on in the hurdles for us with the 1597. She ran at our invite to see a freshman kind of start to jump in that 15 and 4799. You know, she broke the meet record there at Mike Troxell in that cold, kind of windy day there. So that was good for her to see her again in the 47 range there. So I think there's opportunities. Relays will be really competitive. I mean, Valentine's went 50.75, St. Pat's 51.04, us 51.15, Bridgeport 51.64, Mitchell's right there at 52.01. So it's going to come down to good exchanges and who wins the 4x1 there, but that's going to be, again, extremely competitive. So overall, the meet, yeah, I think it'll be the best that we've seen for a while. Yeah, I feel like we have strengths in the, obviously in the relays with 4x8 and 4x4, but 4x1 will be super competitive. And then a lot of good throwers in the conference, both on the boys and girls side. Mitchell's got a strong shot putter, as well as Hershey and Bridgeport. Got a couple of them in there. So discus, same thing. Frederick girls throwing 122. Kimmel girls throwing 118. So that'll be competitive. And Kimmel's got a 5'2 high jumper. Valentine's got 4'11 high jumper. Mitchell girls vaulted 10'6. Long jump, Mitchell girls went 18 feet. Erlen girl from St. Pat, 16'8. Another Mitchell girl at 16'6. Kimmel girl at 16'3. So rolling down through the same thing, triple could be 34 to 32. You know, you could end up first or second. You can end up fifth or sixth or out of the points. So it'll be a competitive meet for sure.
You got to be pretty happy. Marks, times, and marks at this time of the season. Conference, you got a twilight next week, and then districts at this point, 1st of May coming up. Pretty happy with where your kids are right now?
Yeah, I think all right. It's always tough to tell. I think kids start to question a little bit confidence of where they want to be, and I think it's easy as adult coaches and parents to do the same, you know, because maybe I haven't hit the time that I thought I would, or I'm there but not there yet. But weather's played such a big part of it. All of our meets have been pretty windy, except I would say for the Ogallala one, it's either been extreme heat, like I said, 92 degrees at ours with not a lot of wind, or really cold and windy. And so And weather plays a different part for all your athletes. Obviously, our distance runners like the cool school days for the 8:16:32 relay, and jumpers not so much, and jumpers like the warm, hot days where they're feeling poppy and loose, and some of them thrive more on that. So, but you have to rise to the occasion, whatever it is. It's a mental thing, whether you like cold, hot, you don't get to choose that. So you control what you control, and you've got to be ready to go. So I just don't want them overthinking things. I told them the other day, we always see the big drops in time is when you get into this next week. It's best the Midwest, it's Dundee County twilight. Seems like when you hit May, that's when you start to see things start to make their jumps and go in the direction that you were hoping that they would go, and get some confidence. Like I said, coming off the best of the Midwest, going into Dundee County twilight, and then riding that confidence on into districts and state.
Yeah, I forgot about the best of Midwest to meet up at Sutherland. So I'm sure you're going to have plenty of kids that will qualify if you want to, and send them there to compete on Tuesday too.
Yeah, that information, Dan sent that stuff out yesterday, so start to get that lined up. And then the last couple years up there, you know, we've had some good battles in the two-mile relay with McCook. Mm-hmm. North Platte's got some great distance runners and great kids that, you know, North Platte used to not come compete in that, and they've done that the last couple years. And so you look at the kids in the area, Southwest Nebraska, go up there. I mean, that's a fun meet. And when you go into the evening, and hopefully the wind dies down a little bit, and one heat of everything, you know, just best on best in the area, that competition drives you to some great performances. So that should be fun. And like I say, I think we've always gained a lot of confidence off that meet. I mean, all three of our relays should be able to compete there. We should be able to have, you know, somebody in the 8:16:32, should be able to have somebody in all the sprints, you know, and jumps, hurdles. So I mean, we should be able to have somebody compete in just about every event there, I would think, on the boys and girls side. So that should be a fun evening, and a good jump start going in, like you said, to the twilight and then on into districts.